For shareholders who are wondering about the status of our refinancing, I'd like to offer a few words of reassurance, actually. I realize, of course, that some negative scenarios are speculated on in some of the discussion boards, and that this can be troubling. However, it should be remembered that these are merely speculation by a few people. By far, the majority of people interested in winning brands have goodwill and vision. They understand that the firm is working toward financing options and opportunities that are sensible for the common shareholders. Now, this vast majority with goodwill appreciate the fact that there is such an effort being made along these lines, rather than the much easier standard operating procedures, procedures that are not focused on the interests of common shareholders. I can tell you point blank that I have had and am continuing to have discussions with parties of various kinds about how to deal with the current and future needs of the company in a way that all stakeholders can be proud of. You know, it's in the face of a challenge that character is revealed. It is clear that winning brands places value on the integrity of its relationship with shareholders by devoting so much effort to desirable solutions at this stage, at this difficult stage, rather than quick and easy fixes that discriminate against the interest of the majority for the benefit of a few. So, along these lines, I'm particularly grateful to our stakeholders, including loan holders and stockholders, for their kind cooperation within the scope of their own needs and capabilities. I'm actually confident that the coming year can bring substantial business advancement for Winning Brands on a number of fronts. And I can say this for a variety of reasons that cannot be discussed due to confidentiality undertakings, but I can say that this confidence that I have is rational, not merely optimism. Now, while Winning Brands is in the highest risk category of investments, and I mean this sincerely and in plain language, and have always said it is enormously risky, it is also a firm being operated according to demonstrated principles of integrity, verification of its public filings, abundant evidence of its commercial relationships, and the dedication of its staff. So there are many reasons that Winning Brands can thrive, and in my opinion, will thrive. I remain confident that Winning Brands will gain access to all the resources it needs to flourish on terms that will be sensible and fair for its broad range of stakeholders. There are many examples of individuals and companies that have come back from situations that seemed too great to be overcome. Winning Brands has a great deal going for it, and I'm proud of much that we have accomplished. And we continue to improve what we do by studying what we can do better, based in part on feedback from others. Now, building a national consumer product brand from obscurity into household name stature is experience that very few people on earth have. Therefore, remember to consider the source when hearing pessimistic assessments. Has the pessimist personally accomplished what we are setting out to do? Have they personally built a public company from its earliest stages? And has the result of that been the emergence of a national consumer brand with product available coast to coast in relationships with the most respected retailers? Have they personally done that? And if not, then it's not surprising that they can't understand how we can do that. Well, I can see it happening for Winning Brands, and I've committed myself to getting it done, and I'm confident that we are going to get it there. We have huge hurdles ahead. Yes, I admit that. But since when has even a mountain stopped intrepid climbers from eventually reaching its peak? Mount Everest was eventually surmounted. It can be done. And as far as I'm concerned, Winning Brands is going to do it, and do it with integrity. That's my view. So I send best regards and thanks to our many fine shareholders.